if you've been running an e-commerce store and noticed your traffic isn't what it used to be, you're not alone. There's a new player in town, and it's changing how shoppers find products. Today, we're talking about Answer Engine Optimization, AEO, and why it matters for your business in 2026. Welcome. Glad to have you here.
Thanks for having me. Yeah, AEO is definitely something e-commerce vendors need to understand right now. The way people shop online has shifted pretty dramatically.
Let's start with the basics. What exactly is Answer Engine Optimization, and how is it different from the SEO we've all been doing for years?
Great question. So AEO is about structuring your content and product data so AI-powered answer engines like ChatGPT, Perplexity, Google AI Overviews, and Gemini actually select your store or products when someone asks a question. Traditional SEO focuses on ranking in a list of search results. AEO targets getting cited within AI-generated answers. Usually just two or three products get featured.
Right. Makes sense. So instead of fighting for position 10 versus position 5, you're fighting to be one of maybe three recommendations?
Exactly. And here's the thing. AEO won't replace SEO. You need both. By early 2026, Google AI Overviews showed up on 14% of all shopping queries. That's a 5.6 times increase in just 4 months from November 2025. And brands getting cited in those overviews, they're seeing a 35% increase in organic clicks compared to brands that aren't.
Those are serious numbers. So to everyone listening who runs an online store, have you checked if your products are showing up in AI answers yet? Because if not, you might be invisible to a growing chunk of your audience.
Right. And there's another stat worth mentioning. Nearly 60% of Google searches now result in zero clicks. People find what they need without ever visiting a website. That's why showing up in the AI answer itself is so critical.
Okay, so let's get practical. If I'm an e-commerce vendor, what do I actually need to do? Where do I start with AEO?
First, your site structure matters. If your store is organized well for people, it's already organized well for AI. Group products into clear hierarchies, like home office, then ergonomic chairs, then mesh task chairs. Use your platform's built-in features. If you're on Shopify, collections and navigation do most of the heavy lifting.
So you don't need to hire some expensive agency to rebuild everything?
Not at all. Most platforms already handle the technical foundation. Your job is using those tools correctly. Next, product titles need to be descriptive and factual. Vague titles like shirt, blue, large won't show up in Google Shopping or AI recommendations. You want something like men's 100% cotton button-down shirt, navy blue, size large.
That makes sense. What about product descriptions?
This is where you become the subject matter expert. AI models pull recommendations from the most detailed, trustworthy sources they can find. Write clear, factual language. Skip the hype. Explain who the product is for. Include comparisons. Cover use cases. Think of it like a knowledgeable friend explaining exactly what something is.
I actually had a client once who thought more adjectives meant better descriptions, like every product was amazing and revolutionary. Turns out customers, and apparently AI, wanted straight facts.
Ha, yeah, I've seen that too. Overly creative marketing speak doesn't build trust. Factual explanations do. And you should implement structured data, product schema with the right attribute value pairs. If you sell other brands, include GTINs, those barcode numbers. That's how Google matches your product to the right search.
Mm-hmm. Interesting.
I actually worked with a furniture retailer last year who, refused to add proper product specs. They insisted on poetic descriptions. 6 months later, their competitors were dominating AI recommendations while they were nowhere to be found. Changed their approach real quick after that.
That point about structured data sets up our next piece, content distribution. But first, a quick word from our sponsor.
Creating great content is step one, but distribution is where most brands fall short. Amplifier provides a partially automated, omni-channel distribution model designed to help companies increase organic traffic and build authority. Partnered with over 300 reputable news sites and social media channels, Amplifier helps you affordably boost exposure and strengthen your reputation across platforms where AI agents and search engines actually look. Learn more at the link in the description.
Picking up on structured data, how do you actually get your content in front of these AI engines at scale?
Distribution is critical. Publishing on your own blog is step one, but if you stop there, only people who already find your site see your content. You need to answer specific buyer questions in your blog, then push that content across multiple formats and platforms. Think news articles, podcasts, videos, infographics, social posts.
So you can't rely on writing one blog post and hoping for the best?
Definitely not. When ChatGPT or Google AI Overviews research your product category, they need to find your content everywhere. The more places you show up as a credible source, the more likely you get cited. Distributing across major platforms, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, YouTube, news networks, signals relevance to both search engines and AI models.
And that builds what you'd call citation authority?
Right. Citation authority is huge. Think of it as your brand's reputation score with AI. AI-referred traffic generally shows longer session durations. Some studies indicate around 40% longer time on site compared to traditional organic traffic. Those are more qualified visitors. Some businesses are seeing AI-referred traffic lead to higher quality leads and conversions, with significant increases in conversion rates from AI-sourced visitors.
Wow, so better traffic quality and more traffic.
Exactly. And filtering systems matter too. Well-built filters create specific answers for specific needs without building 1,000 separate pages. Choose filters that match how customers actually shop, like skin type for beauty or use case for electronics. When someone selects oily skin, the page headline should update to confirm that match.
That's smart. You're essentially creating multiple targeted landing pages without the extra work.
Precisely. Don't overfilter a small catalog, though. If you only have 10 products, 20 filters creates confusion for shoppers and thin pages for search engines. Internal linking also keeps users browsing longer and helps search engines understand page relationships. Use "you may also like" or "frequently bought together" sections. Those run on autopilot.
So automation is your friend here.
Absolutely.
And one more thing, create FAQ sections that naturally answer customer questions. AI systems need to interpret and distill your content into direct answers. Use natural language, cover common queries, provide thorough details, and focus on benefits rather than features alone.
This all sounds like a lot, but it's really about doing the right thing for your customers, right? If it helps a real person make a buying decision, it helps AI recommend you. In other words, good customer experience equals good AEO.
That's the golden rule. High rankings in modern search and AI results are heavily correlated with doing the right thing for people. Clear organization, factual content, helpful answers. That's what both humans and AI models look for.
Before we wrap up, any final advice for e-commerce vendors getting started with AEO?
Start simple. Fix your site structure, write better product titles and descriptions, and focus your blog on answering real buyer questions. Then distribute that content widely. You don't need to overthink it. Be the most helpful, factual source in your niche.
Perfect. Thanks so much for breaking this down. If you're listening and want to learn more about optimizing your e-commerce store for AI-driven search, this is definitely the time to act.
Thanks for having me. It's going to be an exciting year for brands that adapt.